Talking high school football here on KSOM Radio as we visit with the head football coach for Exira EHK, Drew Buchholz. And, Coach, obviously a game to forget last week against Audubon. I don't know how many times that rivalry has been that one-sided, but now you got to move on and prepare for this week's game against Sydney. What is the biggest priority after a game like that to try and flip things around and get the kids ready to look forward and not behind them?
Oh, just cleaning up some of the mistakes we made. You know, we had way too many penalties against Audubon. Set us up in, you know, second and long, third and long situations right off the bat. And that led to us making a couple mistakes and giving them good field position and letting them make a couple explosive plays, and the game kind of got away from us. So it's just cleaning up those types of things. And stuff like that. We just got to get better at what we do. A couple times we weren't aligned right to their formations. And, you know, they threw those formations in right at us. We didn't see that on film from them this year. So we just got to be better adjusting on the fly, because that's what good teams will do.
Yeah, in terms of Bryce Branham, a quarterback, you know, it was hard for him to move forward a lot because they were so big up front. You know, every time, and they had great pursuit outside, and Hansen couldn't find any room to run. You know, how do you feel about Bryce as you go forward, and what corrections, if any, do you have to make in your running game?
Oh, I feel fine with both him and Alex. We're changing things up a bit. We're going to add a little bit more motion here and there to get people's eyes moving. And we're going to try to get out to the edges a little bit more, create a little more space for our guys to make some moves, you know, getting those two, especially in open field, so they have the ability to make people miss. We're not going to run so much up the middle anymore.
Okay, so trying to get outside on them. Okay. Well, I mean, I said this, and John Becker said this. We said this repeatedly on the broadcast. Alex Hansen is a ball player. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I mean, I was surprised, maybe the biggest surprise of the night, is you only had him listed for 6.5 tackles. I thought he might have close to double that. I mean, he made some plays on special teams. He made some plays on defense, solo tackles. You know, he took on guys that you didn't think you'd be able to take on. I mean, you just wish you had about, you know, 7 more of those guys to go with them on a football field, I bet.
Yeah, no kidding. Alex is one of those kids. He puts in the time, and you can obviously see that on a Friday night. His work was put in long before the season, you know, in the weight room all summer long, those summer conditioning workouts. He's just a kid that never stops working, you know. He plays every sport he can. He's just a true competitor, you know. He's going to play the same way whether the score is 60-0 or whether the score is 0-0. So he's the type of kid you want. He's a competitor. He's always going to compete, give it his best, and yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, just a great football player, and hopefully things can work out for him. You know, another kid who's maybe under the radar with you is Cannon Hansen. I mean, he's made some plays on defense as well. And you know, again, another guy that can go both ways for you. What can you say about Cannon and what he's been able to accomplish for you?
Yeah, Cannon and Al, both of them were captains. And, you know, Cannon's the type of kid that anywhere we put him, he's going to play. You know, he's not going to bat an eye. He just tells us put him in whichever position we need him to play. And Cannon's another kid that's put in a lot of time and effort into this program. He's played ever since he was a freshman, so he's got a lot of playing experience. He does what we ask him to do. He works his tail off in practice. He studies film. And you can see that on Fridays with his preparedness. He's hardly ever out of position. Up front, he's constantly communicating. He's helping out Anthony Young really come along. And so I just think he's continually to grow, and he's a great leader helping out the younger kids.
And he's not Alex's brother. I think your cousins, are they not?
No, they are not related at all.
They're not related at all. Okay. No. Well, you got another Hansen on the team as well, Jack Hansen.
Yes, that would be Alex's brother.
That's Alex's brother, man. You got hand. You wish you had 10,000 Hansons, I bet.
Yes,
it's the Hanson brothers. If everybody remembers Slapshot. So this week is Sydney. The Cowboys are 2-1. They lost to. They beat Griswold actually last week. They lost to East Mills prior to that. They beat East Union. What do you see overall for this Sydney team that you have to focus in on?
Oh, I see a good team. They've got athletes, number 9, number 10, number 6, you know, the quarterback, running backs. They're very good athletes. When they get the ball in space, they make people miss. That number 10 is a good-looking athlete. You know, he's like 6'4", 200 pounds. He can move. The quarterback, he's hard to bring down. Seen numerous times on film where one or two guys have a chance at him to get a sack, and he rolls out, he escapes, so breaks those tackles, and makes a long throw down the field. So we really got to do a good job of wrapping up and bringing those guys to the ground, because if not, you know, they're going to break those long, explosive runs, and we got to try to limit that as much as possible.
They obviously like to run first before they throw it. Number 10 is Godfrey, who has got 334. He's averaging 6 yards a carry. You know, how do you feel? You know, considering what has happened last week, and now you're 1-2 in this situation, you know, what are your thoughts to your kids here this week? What do you tell them to try to you know, maybe more so the biggest keys this week is to make sure they're thinking positive thoughts and flush last week. Forget about, you know, X's and O's for a second. Maybe it's more mental this week than physical.
Yeah, you know, I just told the kids after the game, you know, we're going to find out what type of competitors we are, because some kids, they might just tuck tail and call it a season. But I know the type of kids that we have, and I know that we're going to bounce back and have our best week yet. And that's what I kind of challenge the kids, because that game last week, that didn't mean anything. You know, we got a district championship that we're trying to go for, and we're 1-0 in district play, and all their goals are still ahead of them. So I expect our kids to come out ready to go, ready to be focused. And we had a good practice yesterday, and I fully expect we're going to have a good one today.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and let's see if you can desaddle the Cowboys this week. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
That's Drew Buchholz, head coach for Exira EHK, the Spartans, with us here on KSOM.